The Playhouse in the morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. Zero, Rad, and Maggie getting closer and closer to Y94's Pick Your Purse. The first name will be called off at 7:10 today. Right now, though, I have a dial zero call for you. Now, these are basically just prank phone calls. And if you ever have an idea for a really good victim in your life that I can call, and what helps is if you have a premise, just shoot us a Facebook or an email or something at Y94.com, and maybe I can kind of screw around with them for you. Now, this is some wife-on-husband treachery is what this is. Now, Jim's wife, Teresa, writes in. She said, we're having our driveway repaved this week, which means my husband has to park his beloved 1967 Mustang on the street for a few days. It's hilarious to watch him worry constantly. I even caught him looking out the window in the middle of the night just to check on it. I feel like this couldn't be a better setup for one of your famous phone calls. Well, famous, I don't know, but thanks, Teresa. So we called him yesterday afternoon. Here's how it turned out.
I'm a total zero, baby.
Dial zero.
I'm a total zero.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. Can I speak to Jim, please?
This is Jim.
Well, good morning, Jim. Listen, I'm calling from the Public Safety Department. How are you doing this morning?
I'm pretty good, thanks.
The reason I'm calling is because of the incident that was in your neighborhood earlier today, and I just want to get the insurance information all squared away with you.
I'm sorry. I don't know what you're referring to.
Oh, all right. Well, I apologize. That is my mistake. I just assumed you'd been notified. But basically what happened is the fire department responded to a small blaze in one of your neighbor's garages, and this was just a few hours ago.
Oh, is everyone okay?
Yes, there is no injuries. Everybody's all right. You hadn't heard about this yet, then?
I'm at work. I had no idea.
The reason I'm calling you is there was some damage to your car. It was the Mustang parked on the side of the street.
What's the damage?
Real quickly, though, I did want to commend you. Not many people have a car like that, and you are clearly someone that really appreciates the American muscle car, and it's very nice.
Yeah, it's a nice Mustang. Thank you. What happened to it? Tell me what happened.
Well, as I told you, there was a blaze in one of the garages in one of your neighbor's homes, and you had the Mustang parked in front of a fire hydrant. So to get the hose hooked up and get it to the fire department had to smash in your back windows.
Hydrant? I wasn't parked in front of a hydrant. What are you talking about?
I don't want to call you a liar, sir, but I'm not going to call the fire chief one either. Anyway, the window damage really isn't so bad. They had to break some windows to work the hose through. The real issue, though, is the leakage from the hose did quite a number on the interior of the Mustang.
Oh.
I was just over there to take a look at it a little while ago, and I would say all the upholstery is definitely going to need to be replaced at the very least.
Oh, this is crazy. This is crazy. I've had that car for 20 years. Now you've completely destroyed it? Who's going to pay for this?
And that's definitely part of why I'm calling. Normally, in a situation like this, the city would cover the costs. But since you were technically illegally parked at the time in front of a hydrant, our insurance is not going to be able to cover that at all.
No one parked this car in front of a hydrant. That's ridiculous. I'm taking this to court. There's no way you're getting away with ruining my Mustang.
And that is your right to do so. But again, you were illegally parked. And pardon me for even saying, sir, but a classic car like that, the fact that you have it parked in the street that's ridiculous. You have a driveway for a reason.
Excuse me? My driveway is being redone. How dare you? Where's my wife while all this was happening? She knows I wasn't parked in front of a damn fire hydrant.
Your wife? Oh, the woman that had us call you.
What does that mean?
It means your wife listens to the Y94 Morning Playhouse and thought they should give you a call this morning.
No.
Yeah, hi. Call me Zero. Like the number.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man. As far as I know, your car is just fine in the street outside your house.
Oh, I can't believe this. My face is turning red. I was getting heated.
Well, listen, Matt, I'm sure you have some words for your wife when you get home tonight, but we do appreciate you being a good sport, and we're going to send you guys out to dinner on us as just a thank you, okay?
Okay, I'm just waiting for my heart to start slowing down.
Dial zero.
I'm a total zero.
Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Woo! Y94.